Golf Podcast, presented by Golficity, where we bring you the tips, instruction, and support you need to get the most out of your golf game. And now your hosts, Frank and Mike.
All right, guys, we got a special on-location episode of the Golf Podcast. We also have two, should we call them guests? I don't know.
Yeah, if they're at this point, they're no longer.
Right, these guys are part of the family. So we've got Eric Benzenberg with us. Hi, Eric.
What's going on, guys?
We've got Chris McEwen here with us as well.
Fellas, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Yep. So I always, Mike.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. But we are down at the PGA show. So we've got these guys along with us. As you know, they do a lot of great product reviews for Golficity. Chris with the McEwen Reviews It segment. Eric has reviewed a number of different products for us. So you guys were there with us. We got to check out demo day. We got to play a little bit of golf. We haven't had much sleep over the last 48 hours. This week is not for sleeping.
No, it's not for sleeping. And before we dive more into demo day, I want to kind of back up a couple of days. Because we came into town, into Orlando on Sunday night. And we escaped the negative degrees up in New York.
Yes.
We got out just in time. Our flights did get out. We got in a little early, in fact. But I think it was nonstop since we got here.
It's been nonstop.
And, you know, a couple of things just to tease you guys what we have coming for the YouTube channel. We got a bunch of course vlogs. We played Hawks Landing today, which I'm sure we'll talk about a little bit. We did night golf.
We did.
With Peter Finch, Seb Brown, and the guys from Golfholics. Yep. I thought that was really cool. That was fun. And, of course, we did Lake Nona. We kicked it off with Lake Nona.
Yes.
Great event. It was a Tour Edge Media Day, and there was a whole bunch of vendors there, and we got to hang out with the guys from ShotScope, and the course was phenomenal. It actually reminded me of Bay Hill.
Yeah.
Right, wouldn't you say?
Yes, it did. It was the layout was similar in a lot of ways. So, yeah, it was great. So far, it's been, as Mike said, nonstop, a lot of great stuff going on. What we want to talk about today on the show, we want to talk specifically about Demo Day.
Yes.
Tuesday at the PGA show is always Demo Day. It's a day where all of the vendors, all of the manufacturers come out. There's a huge, huge driving range, a 1 mile radius circle around the gigantic driving range.
Yep.
Over at Orange County National. Mm-hmm. So you get it's a chance to actually use the equipment, hit the equipment. So I want to get everybody's take on what you saw, what excited you, what you thought was interesting.
Yeah, we got a lot to break down from today.
We do. Mm-hmm. So we got a lot to talk about. Before we dive into that, we want to thank this week's show sponsor, ShotScope. The ShotScope V2 GPS watch, it tracks hundreds of stats while you play. They've got 40,000 GPS mapped courses. It's truly the only device you need to rely on out there. We were out there, speaking of Lake Nona, we were all using it. Mm-hmm. So it's great. It's the device that you want on the course, but after, it's those great stats that you get to see. So we just actually met. Another great part about the PGA show is getting to meet a lot of people face-to-face. So we got to meet the ShotScope team yesterday. Those guys had a lot of great stuff. They were able to tell us a little bit of some of the really interesting stuff that's coming. I feel like the ShotScope platform just keeps getting better.
It does. It seems that way. And, you know, one of the things I love when David, the CEO, was talking, he said something along the lines of, you could basically buy the ShotScope in the pro shop and just go out and play.
Yes.
You know, it makes it that easy.
You can have it set up by the time you hit the first tee.
Exactly. So with so many of our listeners of the podcast, the Facebook group members, they're gearing up with the V2 this season. We got the custom Golficity leaderboard. It's going to be heating up with all kinds of awesome prizes, which we've secured while we were down here with some great vendors. So that's going to be coming soon. We're going to announce that. Just do yourself a favor. Grab the ShotScope V2. Visit shotscope.com/Golficity or just use the coupon code Golficity. All right, guys.
So, let's talk about this a little bit. First of all, this was all of our first trip to demo day. Yep. So, Chris, first impressions.
It lived up to the hype.
Yeah.
It's super cool. Just walking up, you know, once you get through, you know, you get your badge and everything, you walk through and it's like everybody's there.
Yeah.
Every manufacturer, every vendor you can imagine is there. In fact, when we took kind of our first lap around, there was still half, you know, the
halfway
range
to go
left, and we're like,
right.
Yeah.
Oh my God, like. But at one point we were at one tent, and our next kind of meeting was at the other side. So that's a half mile walk. You know what I mean? Like you got
right.
So we're like, oh my God, we had like 5 minutes to get over there, right? So it definitely,
yeah,
it's a thing, man. It's cool.
It really is,
it's
and we're gonna dive into maybe some of your favorites from today. But Eric, what was your take? I mean,
anything surprise you?
Yeah.
It was overwhelming. It was very kid and candy shop kind of experience where like you're just walking around and constantly seeing stuff that you want to try and see and like put in your bag. I mean, Yeah, it was just awesome. I mean, one of the big things I got really excited about when I realized like there's so much stuff here was the motorcycle instead of a golf cart and everything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, how cool those.
It was so cool, and you guys got to ride.
We got to ride those.
Lake Nona. I was a little jealous, but seeing him today was even better. So
you know, you said overwhelming, and we haven't even gotten to the PGA show, which is tomorrow. We're all going there for a long period of the day, and all apparel and other things that weren't at Demo Day are going to be there.
Yeah.
So you are going to be bombarded, you know, with tons of different vendors tomorrow. But we're not even going to talk about that tonight.
It was. I tell you what, though, there were some notables missing as well. TaylorMade.
Yeah,
for one, I mean, everybody's talking about they want to try hitting the new M5, M6. It wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
So that was an interesting decision on their part. I don't know all the ins and outs of why they ended up skipping it because all the other big players are there.
Yeah.
But I would say tips for anybody who's not media, because it is open as well to non-media, correct?
Yeah, I think afternoon they open it up to the public and everything, and it definitely got real busy after that. Afternoon.
For sure. Yeah, so if you guys do make it out there at any point, get there early, because you're going to be, not only did we talk about the turnout of vendors, but the turnout of just golfers who are there, it just amazes me. There was thousands of people there, thousands.
Sure.
I mean, they were parking us and kind of shuttling us in. That's how big it was. So,
which was very convenient and very well organized.
It really was.
We parked, we hopped on a shuttle. We were at the front gate in like minutes.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah. But there was just lines, especially for the I guess I would say like the more hyped up stuff, that stuff
for sure.
People that want, they wanted to see. There was lines, so you had to like wait a little bit. But I would say if you ever get a chance to do it, it's worth it. It's just amazing to see that much stuff in one place.
It is. And everyone, Frank was absolutely crushing the TS 3-wood, which we don't have in our bags.
No.
And you know, that's going to show in the video that we put out. I mean, you were hitting that really well. So I want to talk about all this stuff. I don't want to take up too much time. I first want to just thank Titleist, tonight's episode, sponsor. Drum roll, everyone, someone, anyone here? No, don't. We're going to ruin something. Tomorrow, the day that we're recording this, tomorrow's the day of the official launch of the new Pro V1 and Pro V1X. I mean, we could say that now because when this episode goes live, the launch will have already happened. So what's great about the new Pro V1s? They're redesigned for more speed, more precision, more consistency than ever before. And they're available now in golf shops everywhere.
Yeah, it's great to have them finally out and be able to really buy them, because we've been testing them.
The protos.
You know, you saw it a little bit on our Instagram, you know, behind the scenes, so to speak. But I don't doubt the way this is going to be received. When we got the chance to see behind the scenes, we got to go to the facility, we got to see how they make the Pro V1 and the Pro V1X. It's just a tremendous process. There is just so much quality built into it. It's no doubt in my mind walking out of that why it's the number one ball in golf. And for anybody out there, here's the difference between the Pro V1 and the Pro V1X. The Pro V1 has that little bit softer feel in the lower ball flight versus the Pro V1X. And the Pro V1X has that higher flight, a little bit more spin, a firmer feel. It really comes down to personal preference.
Right.
Mm-hmm. My suggestion is buy a sleeve of each, play them, and see which one fits your game a little bit better. But either way, Mike, you have to go and experience, you know, firsthand both models. Like I said, the best investment you're going to make is one sleeve of each. Try it out. See how it is.
Yeah, and talk about greenside control. Nothing like sticking wedge shots in really tight. I mean, a bunch of us had some great
shots.
That's
a great feeling.
It's a great feeling. And for you yellow ball players now, guess what? The Pro V1 and Pro V1X is now available in yellow. Beginning in March. So prove how good you could be. Stock up on the new Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls today.
No doubt about it. And that is one going to be one exciting thing tomorrow. I'm going to be happy.
I can't wait for that.
Pop by the Titleist booth and
as well
be
as those black irons
match.
They're going to showcase.
That's true too. This episode is also sponsored by Blinkist. In today's age, we're all busy. It can be hard to find the time to read a book. Well, think again. Blinkist is the only app out there that condenses thousands of nonfiction books into the best key takeaways and need to know information. So you can read, or you can listen to them in just 15 minutes. You can absorb a whole lot in 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike, get this, 8 million people are using the Blinkist app right now. It has a massive growing library.
Right. And we were just talking about how busy we all are and who has time to read, but this is perfect. You could choose from self-help, business, health, history books. I mean, I like Blinkist. It's less than 15 minutes, like you said. That's perfect for me. You know, I feel like I could fast track my path to a more intelligent, better me. You know, that's just how I look at it. Right now, check it out for a limited time. Blinkist has a special offer for golf podcast listeners. Go to Blinkist.com/golf to start your free 7-day trial. Check it out. Once again, that's Blinkist. I'm going to spell it B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/golf. Go check them out.
All right, so I want to dive into Demo Day. Obviously, that is the topic here because that was the big part of today. But before we do, let's kind of like just talk about what brought us to here, because a lot's been going on. I feel like this has been a whirlwind. So we all got in. We all met here Sunday. Barely escaped all of the cold weather that we're all coming from.
Right.
You know, Chris coming from Chicago and Eric coming from New York like us. We didn't think we were going to even make it. We saw this storm Harper or whatever its name was coming through.
We thought we were getting delayed till Monday morning.
We did. Yeah. And we started to scramble and like, what are we going to do? We had tee times booked. We had appointments booked. Mm-hmm. But everything worked out for us. You know, we're happy to say that.
Yeah.
We actually got here a little bit earlier,
mm-hmm.
and we've got this beautiful, the Golficity house.
The Golficity house.
You know, how cool is this?
It's cool, and it's about to get really broken into tonight because we're having a nice get-together.
Nice little party right after this podcast.
Yes.
So last year was just me and you. We came down just kind of like recon. We flew in.
Wednesday night, late, right? Late. We landed. We went right to BB King's for the Top Golf party.
Yep.
And the next day, we spent the whole day at the PGA show, and that was it.
Right.
So just a night and a day. And
that was it.
Of this, yes.
And then we said...
No golf.
Instantly, we knew that we had to do it big the next year.
Right.
It's just, it's perfect because everybody in golf is down here at the same time. So it's a great time to do collaborations, to meet people face-to-face, to everything. So we said, let's do it this year. We got the house, and we're just going to, you know, we're just going to... Do whatever we can. Like, sleep is overrated this week.
Sleep is overrated this week.
It's totally overrated.
It's just a rumor. Sleep is a rumor.
It is. Chris, didn't we meet at BB King's? We met.
Yes, that was the first time. Yeah, we met after like 5 years of working together, probably.
Yeah, five years.
Last year. Yeah.
That's the beauty of the internet, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
But so we get down here and just kind of to take you through the timeline a little bit. And I feel like I don't even know what day it is because I haven't slept.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was Sunday. And then Monday was a wild day. But it ended in a really fun way last night where we played at Legends Walk.
That was cool.
And it came together out of nowhere.
I think that it came together out of nowhere. I mean, we were talking about the possibility of playing night golf.
Yeah.
Those guys, Marco and Mike from Golfholics, reached out and said...
it's so funny how that happened.
Yeah.
Because everyone, they've been asking for a collaboration with us in Golfholics for a while. So we were, for the last month, talking back and forth, trying to make it happen. We couldn't mesh our schedules. Then all of a sudden, I did a quick live on Instagram when we got here. And they just happened to jump in the live and they said, let's do it. We've got like an opening. How can we play?
Right.
And because we had mentioned we were going to play night golf, they're like, do you have a spot? We're like, let's do it.
Yep.
So this Legends Walk... actually, Eric and Chris spec'd this out for us the night before, right? You guys played, Sunday night?
Yeah, we came in Sunday night.
As soon as we got in.
Right from the airport.
Yeah. Settled in, moved into the house, and went right to the night golf.
And then we realized it was cold.
Yeah,
it was cold. Because it was like 40 degrees. Like,
it was the coldest day of the week.
That's true. Yeah. That's the other part of this story. It was 48 degrees.
When we got here,
it was cold. We thought it was Florida. We got our shorts.
I purposely didn't bring a jacket because I'm like, when I get off that plane, I don't need it. What am I going to do with it? Meanwhile, I wish I had it.
I know. So they scoped it out for us, and then we said, let's go out there. And the cool thing, it just everything worked out perfect because we had the place to ourselves. Almost nobody was there. So we went off with like eight of us because also Peter Finch
and Seb Brown.
They hopped in too, and then we ended up just having like a really fun impromptu round.
Yeah, all the guys are great. And if you don't know them, they're all pretty much – they're YouTube personalities. They've been around for a while, and those boys can play some golf.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was embarrassed. But you know what? It's part of the game. I mean, we were 12 handicaps. Those guys are all scratched.
We were the only double-digit handicaps in that group.
I had a couple pars. We held our own out
there. We tried. Yeah, we held it together. And then, so today, we went over to Demo Day. Again, we got to meet a lot of our other friends. We don't always get to see face-to-face. Garrett from GM Golf.
That's right. We met Brody Smith, who's been, kind of lighting it up out there in the golf world. And,
Coach Rusty,
hole-in-one trick shots, Josh Kelly.
That's right. Travis Fulton.
Got to see our friend Travis.
Yep. Show. We've had him on the show before. So there's a lot of people. It's great because we've worked out that a lot of people we're going to bring back on the show.
You know who was a first, you get a first impression of someone and you're like, that's a great guy.
Yeah.
Shane Bacon.
Yeah, yeah.
Really nice guy.
We met him in the Titleist booth today. Really down to earth, chill guy. He was messing around with those Vokey wedges.
I want to get him on the show.
I think we could do that. Yeah. I think we could do that. So that was demo day, and then after that, we all went out and we played a quick round at Lake Nona was Monday.
No, that was Monday. Frank doesn't know what day it is.
How together?
I skipped over that epic day. We kicked off Monday morning with a big event at Lake Nona, which was gorgeous.
Yeah.
The Shotscope guys were there.
Yep.
It's like all meshing together at this point.
It's all meshing together. I'm so tired. We're on fast food, coffee, and no sleep.
That's right. And then so then we went from there, and then we just played Hawks Landing today.
Tough track.
Tough track, especially in that wind today.
You guys thought the place was hard, right? It wasn't just me.
It was really hard.
Okay. Lots of water, really bunkers. Hard.
Yeah.
That wasn't just our perception of playing terrible today?
No.
Yeah,
right.
That was something. So that brings us to now. So we've got you all caught up. So here we are. Let's talk about demo day. So first, Eric, was there one product in particular that you were fiending to see and you got a chance to, or what are you thinking?
Yeah, so I came down. There was a bunch of stuff I wanted to see, but the one thing that really stood out to me was Lynx Golf. So a couple months ago, I did a review on their irons. And today we got the opportunity to see something they've been cooking up that's going to set them apart from everybody else. They're coming out with what's called straight face technology for their driver. And basically, you know, when all these drivers now have adjustable faces with the hosel.
Yeah.
And the problem is it throws off the lie and the face angle when you start manipulating it. So what straight face technology is, you can get it dialed in exactly to the loft and the face angle that you want. And there's 25, I think, different options. And the way the whole system kind of works is the body of the driver is one piece and the face is a separate piece. And that way you work with a fitter, you work with your coach, whatever you want, and you can order exact combination that you want. Put it together. That's cool.
Do you think guys like us are going to care about that? Or do we just go and buy what's on the rack, AP3s, TaylorMade,
If I had any doubts in my head how much people care about getting the right equipment, today put them all to rest because it was incredible how many people were there and trying every piece of equipment from whether it was the OEMs, the shaft companies that were there.
Right.
You know, everybody was there and everybody wanted to try everything they possibly could, whether they probably, like myself, I have the Rogue in my bag and I was running over to Callaway to get the Epic Flash in my hands.
Yeah, right. And I think anytime you give options, especially giving options to fitters where they have more that they can do with the equipment, that's a good thing. And I'm loving seeing how much more people are really, you talk about like guys like us buying off the rack. I feel like that's less and less because we can't put ourselves in that category anymore. We're converts to saying you got to get the fitting, right? And then we're seeing more and more of that. So a couple people who came up to us even, remember that one guy who grabbed us? And he was like, guys, I love the fitting video.
Yes.
And he was inspired. He went and got a fit. I said, okay, so how do you feel after having been fit? He goes, I can't go back. I can't go back from there. He goes, it was just, once you feel that experience, you can never buy off the rack again. So I like that. I like the fact that they're coming up with new and innovative ways that you can become even more adjustable.
Yeah, and they were like kind of teasing a little bit about it, like saying like, guess what? The best part about this is if we come out with new materials and a new setup, we advance the technology, you're not buying a brand new driver all over again. Yeah, you can just buy a brand new faceplate.
That's cool.
Obviously, that's going to be a better price, and you're not going to be dumping a ton of money into a brand new driver all at the same price.
Did you get a chance to hit it?
I didn't get the chance to hit it because I was watching Chris crush it. And the cool thing about
I hit all the good balls. And I
lost. Oh, that's why
you didn't save any for Hawks Landing, right? Yeah.
And it's every driver kind of has an identity and something special about it. This thing is loud, like pop gun loud. Like
really,
if when you square it up, everyone in your playing group and maybe on the course is going to know that you're out there with your driver crushing the ball.
You know, I'm sorry. I was going to say a sound can turn someone off though quick. I mean, we were testing those Titleist. Before switching to Titleist, we were testing a lot of the new ones that were coming out, and there was some sounds we just didn't like.
It can, and I've actually worked with fitters before, and they'll put that as part of their line of questioning. They say, "How does it sound to you?"
Yeah,
because there's aesthetics there to it that can screw with your confidence to a certain extent.
Sure.
But having hit it, Chris, did you feel like it was solid? Because I think that's the big question people are saying. Like,
yeah. So it'll be interesting to see how it's received by the public because I think they're stepping out a little bit, right? It's an interesting concept, and we'll see.
Because when you add that much adjustability, sometimes people are like, is there going to be too many moving parts, too? Yeah. That's the opposite side of adjustability.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Are we going to get caught up in all of that? Like, do we want to just throw a driver away and get a new one? Like,
yeah, but I mean, even beyond
after
that,
5 years,
if it's
years.
That adjustable, is there a possibility of a loose face? Like, if it,
right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly. So
I guess that's going to be the test case of it getting out there on the market and seeing it. Seeing people mm-hmm. using it.
Sure. Yeah, I'll be
but
fascinated.
But I mean, these engineers who work on this stuff now, they're not overlooking something like that. I'm sure that they're factoring that in some regard. So beyond that, Chris, what did you like seeing today?
I had two things that were really cool. When we got there, we walked over to... So I don't know if you've been paying attention to what Wilson's been doing, but Wilson Golf has been, I mean, from... You know, driver versus driver, yeah, and all these equipments they signed Gary Woodland. So we stopped over there, and I hit the D7 irons. They were doing this really cool thing. They said, "What iron do you play right now?" And I told them the irons I play. And they go, "Okay, here's something relatively similar to that. It was like that, you know, a different brand's
yep.
iron." And they said, "Okay, hit 4 balls with that, hit 5 balls with that," and then they gave you the D7. So it was a 7 iron versus 7 iron. And 18 yards.
Wow.
Is what I gained.
Incredible.
With D7s. And they sounded so crisp, and they were just so nice to hit. I was shocked.
Those guys are located in your hometown, right?
They are. Yep. They're down their main office is three blocks from me. So yeah. That was
definitely
really cool.
Doing big things. Their booth was front and center when we walked
yep.
in.
That's right.
It was
yep.
right there.
Yep.
That's cool though. 18 yards is you can't argue with 18 yeah. yards.
Yeah. No, not
so
at all.
So that's like whatever it was, 173 7 iron, I think it was.
Mm. Nice, man.
That's long for me.
I'll take that.
I'm 5 foot nothing. Which, yeah. nothing
your
I'll take it.
Your 7 yeah. iron's 160 normal.
Yeah,
yeah. There you yeah. go.
Take that yeah. number.
And that was like no warm ups. Grab the 7 iron.
Yep.
And make whatever it was 12 swings at 9 in the morning after sleeping 4 hours.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
And you can't argue with any of the numbers because everybody's got the Trackman out in the booth. It's right there.
Yep.
There's no
yep.
you know, there's no way yeah. to tweak that. So
I'm jealous he got 4 hours of sleep.
That's a lot.
I know. I went to bed first last night.
Yeah, <that's right. laughs> So what was the other thing that you saw?
We stopped at Callaway and talked Epic Flash. We yep. actually talked about the new golf ball that mm-hmm. just came out and then the Epic Flash. So I talked to Dave Neville and name drop. It's really interesting. Just a real quick kind of, you know, he talked up the Flash and you know, the technology route. We know it was AI design and everything. Yeah. And I asked him, how long did it take beginning to end to get this thing to market? 4 years.
Wow.
4 years wow. that thing was in the making. Jeez. So to me, that's just like, who knows what they're developing right now that we're going to see
exactly.
four years from
yeah,
now, right?
That's
so,
true.
And the other follow-up I had with him was, so is AI your... It's gonna. That's the way you're gonna design a club. He's like, yeah. Why wouldn't we?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Good point.
It's working so, well.
Right. It was a great conversation. You'll see much more of it on McEwen Reviews It.
There you go.
Next episode. But
another name
yeah,
drop.
That's right.
I'll tell you what. I got a chance to hit it too. I got a chance to hit the Epic Flash, and I tell you what. It's a solid club. And each time you almost think, how can these guys improve upon something that seems so good. Right. So you had, you know, the Rogue, the Epic, and it's just, but I feel like each time it's just, they're just kind of one-upping themselves that little bit. And it's yeah. just this progression. I, going way back when I had my fitting at Golf and Body, Pete's Golf, you know, at that time I was interested in the Rogue.
You were?
I was hitting it really well. It actually, flashback to last year at the PGA show. That's when I was really on my radar. I hit it really well. So I was coming into 2019. I was like on the fence, like which way am I going to go? You know, I ended up with the TS, and you know, I love what that's doing for me.
And we can't pry the TS2 out of your hands,
no,
ever.
No.
Yeah, the way you're hitting it. So
I tell you what, you know, I hit that flash today, and I was impressed.
Yep.
I thought that was a great club. I think if you're a person who's hit either the Rogue or the Epic well in the past, this is like. The club for you.
Yeah.
You know, that if you hit it well in the past, this is just those slight little changes that they made with the AI and stuff like that, with the face. I feel like they're going in the right direction. I don't feel like they came a step back in any way.
Right.
So I was impressed with it as well.
For me, you set to go to these things and you have some vendors or companies in mind that you'd like to see, but then you get there and you're so overwhelmed and then you see something different. You're like, you get locked in. So for me, it was super speed golf.
Yeah.
Now, Spreck's been, you know, Kevin Sprecher, who's coming by tonight, looking forward to seeing him. He's kind of set up this this podcast interview we're going to be have coming up in February with Kyle from Super Speed. So I wanted to go over and introduce myself. But in the process, I said, while I'm here, let me see what this is all about. You know, we see guys on tour swinging this thing. And, you know, I'm like, all right, I'm going to, you know, maybe just check out my swing speed and see how this can help me out. So we get up there, and the guy's like, let me take you to the demonstration. He hands me three of these Super Speed rods. The first one was 20% lighter than my driver.
Right.
The second one was 10% lighter, and the third one was 5% heavier. And he goes, I want you to swing the lightest one first, and we're going to measure your speed. I just want to get a gauge. And I think it was because I was 9 o'clock in the morning, no swings, and it was pretty good. It was like 89, 90, 92.
Right.
He was like, I want to get a baseline of where you are. And then I swung the one that was a little heavier, and it got up to about 101. Then the heaviest one, I believe, was like 104 or something like that, 105, 108. I think it even got up to something like that. And he's like, all right. And then he had me swing righty three and then lefty three.
Yeah, when it got lefty, it got weird.
It got weird. It got real weird.
Yeah, it got weird.
You know?
Yeah.
But, you know, but he was impressed with the 80-something whatever, you know, swing speed on the left side. So, you know, in the end, he gave me them. He's telling me, go back to your other, and I want you to swing full speed now, and let's check it out. Let's see where we are. And I ended up hitting 122 with the heaviest one.
Yeah.
122. I was like, speed. It was like 112 with the light one. And then he goes, next one, I hit it 118 and the last, or 121. And he goes, come on, make this one faster. And then the next one was 122. Oh, yeah. And he goes, dude, you're set. I was pretty much just going to buy them right there. You know, but that's the one, the thing that impressed me the most about it. And then on top of that, just in general, with the booths and the amount of money these companies put into showcasing their products.
Oh, my God. Did Demo you see that Day Cobra booth?
And tomorrow, yes. It's just so cool to be around. It's cool to be a part of it. You know, it's great to be here and to go through it. And, you know, it doesn't get old.
Yeah. I tell you, that Super Speed impressed me, too. And when he was taking you through, he said there was, I think, 5 levels of training. Right. Yeah. And he said, I could take you through the level one right here, right now, which is what you did, which was a very fast thing. He was talking about swinging dominant and non-dominant.
Right. Side. I didn't even do the full training.
No. Yeah, he just worked you through those, as you said, the 20% lighter and then all the way up. And you swing both sides, dominant, non-dominant. And then he said, actually, a big thing that they market them to is coaches, because coaches are now using those with their players. And he said, if you dedicate, it's like a month or two to go all the way through the 5 levels. It's the swing speed that people are generating is tremendous. So I'm looking forward to finding out more about that as well. That's going to be an interesting one. But we had fun. We worked our way around. It is so much, as you said, you'll never get it all. You'll never get to absorb it all, especially, you know, as you work your way around, and it gets a little bit crowded. But hitting the epic was fun. What else did we hit?
You were hitting those TS 3 woods.
Yes.
And you were hitting them nice.
And you know what? I'm not.
Are you a 3-wood guy?
I'm not a 3-wood guy.
Is anybody a 3-wood guy?
I'm a 3-wood guy.
You are?
That's my go-to, reliable.
There are people who rely on it. I mean, look at Stenson, right? Remember, he used it the whole season.
Diablo Octane, and he has like a 10-year-old one, I think, in the bag or something crazy.
You got a reliable
club. You're not going to make any changes, right?
I feel like a lot of amateur golfers just don't. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but just don't trust that 3-wood. You know, because you hit the driver off the tee, and then it's just irons and everything else, and I don't know. But you were hitting that really nice.
I was, and that was the only thing that I hadn't stepped up to the TS line yet, just because of a factor of time. I haven't had a chance to really dive into it. I didn't want to make any investment into it until I've had a chance to really swing it.
Right.
So, you know, the Titleist booth was huge. They had everything. They had actually what was really cool, that whole roped off the Vokey section. Short game section just to test out the Vokeys.
That was super cool.
But so I'm like, I'm not going to hit the TS driver. I have that. I want to try something different. So I made my way over to the 3-woods, tried it out, and I was just hitting it pure. So
yeah,
I think that might be my first 2019 investment.
I think so. You should.
That's something. But as with anything, and I've been saying it on there, everything was kind of a stock setup. I tried to go as close as I could. I hit the hazardous smoke shaft because that's what I'm using right now. I said, any of these things, if you're hitting them well, then don't buy it off the rack. You know, go invest a little bit of time, get it fit, get it dialed in, because there's so much adjustability even in those.
Sure.
There's adjustability. There's things you could do with it. So that was fun. Anything else that you guys saw that impressed you?
went over to the Mizuno booth, saw some of the stuff they had going on, you know, the new JPX.
Yeah, what are they up to?
So they have the JPX 919 series irons just came out, I guess, this year. And, you know, they were really made popular by Brooks Koepka's success with them using the Tours in the last generation. So this year they brought back the three different types they have. They have the Forge, the Hot Metal, and the Tour. Tour being the most better player focused, and then the Hot Metal being the most game improvement focused. So to kind of round out, they brought also what they call, I think, the Forged Hot. And it's basically your better player's distance version of the Forge. So it's going to be a little bit hotter off the face and everything like that. So that was really cool. And then also they just came out with their new ST190 wood line. And it's like just as hot. Like the ball was flying right off of it and everything. And it sounds really good. I think this is the first time they're introducing a carbon crown into the series, so they're moving the weight around, trying to get a little bit more forgiveness out of it and stuff. So that was pretty cool.
And this is why Eric has the title of senior product reviewer for Golfistity.
Oh my god, the guy is an equipment like encyclopedia.
Isn't he?
He is.
I love toys.
We're walking the demo day, and he can just like from 100 yards away, he's like, "Oh, I know that," but he's just naming off. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like the guy is just.
And that's the right guy to be reviewing those products
for sure.
You know,
but I love that. I love that one-upmanship that we're seeing right now because I think it the end. Person who benefits is us, the golfer, the consumer, because everyone is just getting so competitive and just trying to do better and out not only outdo others but outdo themselves.
Yeah.
And the innovation that we're seeing, it's like sometimes it feels like it's hard to keep up with. You need an Eric to
for sure.
That's what I'm here for.
But I think no matter what, we benefit from it because the clubs just keep getting better and better.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There's so much to digest. I don't even know what golf clubs are made of, you know, let alone the stuff that Eric was just spitting.
Eric was talking to engineers of the golf company, and they were just nodding their head the whole time. Like, yep, that's how they're made. Yeah. That's what we use.
Yeah, but you could tell, you know, it's such an overwhelming, you know, as an amateur golfer going in to pick golf clubs. I mean, look at all the brands. Where do you start? Where do you go? What do you do? So we always come back to this, just go get fitted. Hopefully that fitter is someone who's going to, you know, identify the right club for your game. You know, you got to put the trust there.
Yeah. Hey, did anybody see that wild sling thing that was like...
Yeah, what was that all about?
The lacrosse golf club or whatever it was?
Oh, I did see that,
Where you, throw the ball?
Yeah, I did see that.
They had some really unique boots that weren't even related to golf. I mean, you had your chiropractors there giving out massages and things, of course, you know.
But I didn't know what the point of that was. It was almost like a mix of lacrosse and golf. Who knows? Maybe they're just trying to...
It's a good venue to showcase that, for sure, because you got a lot of people... love golf and
people were getting a good laugh out of trying it.
Yeah,
sure.
You know? Guaranteed to fix your slice at least.
If you can't hit a golf ball, then use this thing and throw it. But and then there's some other fun stuff. You were hitting the Chippo around a little bit.
Hitting the Chippo. Those guys are coming by tonight. They were so kind to offer us a Chippo set for tonight's house party. Thank you guys. If you haven't checked out Chippo, I'm sure you've seen it by now.
We've got our putt out here, which Chris brought with him.
Yep.
We have a little.
We got a guitar here. That's probably got a harmonica. We got a bunch of food coming and a lot of good friends. So it should be fun.
It should be. And then tomorrow we start it all over again.
I don't want to go. I don't want to play golf tomorrow morning.
This guy's so burnt out.
I'm so burned out. I think by the 14th hole, I just kept looking at the scorecard going, when is it? I was counting down. I was like 5, 4, 3 holes, 2 holes. You know, it just gets to the point where you just drained. I mean, I love this game. Don't get me wrong. I'm kidding around. But, you know, tomorrow we're playing I shouldn't even tell you this. We're playing a really hard course tomorrow. Yeah.
Stop beating me up.
You know, today's course was nothing compared to that.
Even the par 3 course we played was hard.
Yeah.
I feel like everything was all bunkered.
There was a bunch of like 220s.
Yeah, 220, 178 yards uphill.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. But tomorrow there's a lot of moguls, a lot of sand. We're playing the Watson course at Reunion.
Oh, we drove past, man. That thing looks beautiful.
Yeah, it's in the development that we're staying, so at least we don't have to hustle.
I don't think there's an even lie out there.
There's not.
No.
There's not.
But yeah, so much. And then after that, we're going to be heading over back to the PGA show. So we've got a lot to do. What do you say we wrap it up, guys?
And sounds good.
Yeah.
Thank you guys.
Yeah, thank you guys. Thanks for being down here with us.
It's great to have you. It's great to have you here with us. And it's really great to get your insight.
And hopefully this group only gets bigger year after year as Golfistity continues to grow.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need bodies. Cheers. There's so much stuff to go and see. Yeah.
Stuff to cover. That's right.
Absolutely.
So great stuff. So, you know, thank you guys for coming along. I can't wait to go to the PGA show. And we'll probably talk a little bit about that on the next episode. So stay tuned for that. Remember, like I said, this episode is sponsored by Blinkist. In today's age, it can be hard to sit down and learn more. You may think you don't have time to read a book, but think again. Blinkist is the only app that condenses thousands of nonfiction books into those best key takeaways. So you can read or listen to them in just 15 minutes. And right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer for our audience. Just go to Blinkist.com/golf. You can start a free 7-day trial. It's the best way to try it out. Just go to Blinkist. That's BLINKIST.com/golf. Start your free trial today. That's Blinkist.com/golf. Let's keep this party going. What do you say?
Yeah. We're out from Orlando. Peace.
No.
No, you want to keep going?
No, I'm saying let's keep
the. You want to keep the podcast going
today? Oh. No, because after this podcast, we've got yet another event tonight.
Oh no!
Don't forget about that. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, tomorrow we kick it off with an early tea time.
Yeah. Okay.
So let's wrap the podcast up and move on to the next event. Hopefully, you guys have been following on social because you got to follow along with us and send us a couple coffees if you feel
please.
Bad for us.
Please.
Although they're seeing how much golf we're playing. There's nobody on earth.
Nobody feels bad for us at all.
All right, guys, thanks for tuning in. You can get to the show notes, as always, by going to golfizzy.com/episode255 for the Golfizzy app. We'll see everybody again next week.